We continue on the Mishnah. Lametes Amid Beis. Ve'elu mutarim ba'achila. The following items are permissible for consumption when it's purchased from an idolater. Chalav shechava ovid kochavim. V'Yisrael ro'ehu. Milk that was milked by an idolater, but a Jew was watching him. Vadvash, honey. Vadavanios. Rashi says grape clusters. As a side point, he mentions that even when the davanios are the juices are being emitted from the grape, it's still not considered hechsher l'kapel tuma. It still won't necessarily contract ritual impurity. Ukvashim she'in darchan nasayis l'sochan yain v'chometz, things that are pickled, which it's not common to put in wine or vinegar, we can assume then that there isn't any in there, and you can eat it. Charis she'ena trufa, this tris, which is not chopped up, and therefore there's no concern of any non-kosher getting mixed in. Tzir she'esh bodaga, brine that has the fish. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that the kilbis fish only grows or only lives where there are other kosher animals. So this brine sheish badaga, if it has the kilbis fish, then we know that there aren't any non-kosher fish that get mixed in, and everything is fine. Va'ala shel chilsis, the leaf of the chiltis, Rashi explains, if you just, the chiltis is something which was sharp, and if you're just giving him the leaf, so clearly it hasn't been cut, and therefore there's no concern of davar harif. Zeisei gluskos ha-megulgalin, Rashi says, these olive cakes which have been softened. Rav Yossi Omer Hashlachim Asurim. However, Rav Yossi says that any olives that their pits are ready to fall out, they're going to be prohibited. Hachagavim Habayim Minaslula Asurim. Grasshoppers, if they come from the basket meaning the it's on display, Rashi says, by the shopkeeper, there it's going to be prohibited to consume these kosher grasshoppers because the idolater most probably put wine or placed wine into this basket. Minaheftik. Minaheptik mutarim v'chein l'truma. But if it comes from the storage, you can purchase the grasshoppers, the ones they have in the back, but they don't bring it to the display because they don't put wine into those. They only put the wine into it when it gets to on display. V'chein l'truma, similarly with regards to truma. So there's a whole bunch of different items that will be discussed in the Gemara later on. Now the Gemara is going to focus on the first statement, this idea of milk, which was milked by an idolater and a Jew was watching. That is permissible for a Jew to consume. The Gemara, which, again, the implication is, if a Jew is not watching it, then we're concerned that the milk is not kosher. Gemara says, Tanin Alaha, we have a brisa which already stated this. Similarly, the Tanur Rabbanan, Yoshev Yisrael, Betzad Edro Shel Ovid Kochavim, Ovid Kochavim Choliv Lo, Umevi Lo, Veino Choshesh. The brisa says that a Jew can sit next to the herd that where the idolater is, and the idolater can milk the cows, bring him the milk, and he can eat it, he can drink it, he can consume it. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, just analyzing this brisa alone, what are we dealing with over here? Italika devar tame be'edro, if there aren't any non-kosher animals in the herd, if there aren't any pigs, for example, well then pshita, what are we concerned about? It's obvious that Yisrael can drink the milk, because there aren't any non-kosher animals around. V'italika devar tame be'edro, and if there is a non-kosher animal in the herd, amai? Well, then why would you be allowed to? Why would you should be concerned? So the Gemara says, well, olam dikat ever tame, we are talking about whether it is a non-kosher animal in the herd, so then why would he be allowed to drink the milk? But what the Bryce is teaching us is that he can only see the idolater actually milking the cows when he's standing. He cannot see them when he's sitting. That's just a Yoshev Yisrael. He's sitting. See, when he's sitting, he can't see them. So what's the chiddush of the braisa? Mahu detema kiven di yasav lo chazilei nechosh dilma maisi marav bay. Since he's sitting down, he's not able to see the idolater so clearly. We should be concerned that the idolater is going to mix in something which is non-kosher, meaning he'll take some of the milk of pig and he'll put the pig milk inside the rest of the cow's milk and it'll be non-kosher. Kamash Bulan teaches, the braisa teaches us otherwise, that what? Kiven dechi koi chazilei. Since, because he is, if he would be standing, he could see. Irsusi mirsus vlom arebe. It's going to frighten the idolater. Meaning, since the idolater knows that he's nearby and that if he stands up, he can see what's going on, he's not going to take the risk. And that is enough then to be able to consume the milk. Just the fear alone is enough to ensure that he's not going to do anything wrong. Tosfos has a very important question here. Tosfos says, well, hold on a second. Our Mishnah stated very clearly, when is milk permissible to be consumed? Only when the Yisrael is ro'ehu, the Yisrael sees him. The Brisa now implies that if he's sitting and he doesn't see him, it's still kosher. So how do you deal with this? Rather, the Tosfos says Tanina, he says Tema. I don't understand. How could this be? So he answers, you have to say, d'ro'ehu lav davka. When our Mishnah says that the Yisrael sees him, he doesn't literally see him, ela yachol liro. So it means he has the ability to see him. So as long as there's the ability to see him, that should be fine. Now, how does that play out? Maybe that perhaps that could also include video cameras, so you can see him. Maybe that makes it chal of Yisrael. I don't think the general custom is to accept chal of Yisrael when it's considered when you're watching it via Skype. But nevertheless, as long as there is this mirsis, there is this fear that the idolater is not going to make a mistake, then you are allowed to consume the milk. And that seems to be one of the bases of the idea of chal of Rav Moshe's heter of milk, of chal of stam, that it's basically in the category of chal of Yisrael, even though the Jew is not milking the cow, but because the restrictions, the government restrictions are serious, they're afraid to violate those restrictions for fear of the shutdown of the plant, and as a result, that alone, that fear, makes it as a Chal of Yisrael, but it has its own category now called Chal of Stam, but it really is connected to, it is really what we would call Chal of Yisrael. Now the Gemara continues about Dvash. Honey. Honey is also permissible to consume even when it's purchased from an idolater. Why? Skamar says, Devash Lamay Nechusha, because there's nothing to be concerned about, right? What should we be worried about? Imishumi Yaruve, if you're concerned that maybe he's going to put in wine into the honey, Mistra Sri, it's going to ruin the honey. Imishum Bishuli Ovikachavim, it's because of Bishulakum issue, Nechal Kamoshuchai, it's eaten raw. Imishum Giuli Ovikachavim, you're going to say because of the pots that are used. Well, no Saint Tam Lefgamu, we know Stam Kalim in Bnei Yoman, the majority of vessels used are always anal ben yoma, they're 24 hours old, and therefore it's nosi and tam lefgam. The taste that's going to come out of the pot into the honey is going to be detrimental to the honey. Umotar, therefore it's fine. So therefore there's nothing to be concerned about. That's why the honey is permissible. Now the last line, last gemara we're going to do here, v'hadav dunios, afa pishe minatafos ein vei mishem hechsher mashke, that said this grape clusters are permissible to eat also from an idolater, and just because they're dripping liquid from the grape juice, we're not concerned of Hechsher Mashka, that it's Mekabel Tuma, and therefore maybe if the idolater is touching it, it's going to become Tame. Gemara says, well, hold on a second, is that really true about this Tuma and Taru? Uramin, he habotir lagas, Shamai Omer Huchsher, Hila Omer Lo Huchsher, Vodile Hila Lo Shamai. Said if a person was trampling on in the vat, trampling grapes, Shamai says that the liquid is machshir l'kabel tumah. Hill says it doesn't, but Hill ultimately admitted to Shammai that he was correct and said, yeah, that when the liquid is dripping out of the grapes, it's machshir l'kabel tumah. It's hochshir l'kabel tumah. So why here is it not hochshir l'kabel tumah? So the Gemara distinguishes it as follows. Hasam kaboy le l'mashka, hachalo kaboy le l'mashka. There, it was needed for drinking. If you're planning to drink the juice from the grapes, then yes, the liquid that comes out of the grape will be machshir l'kabel tumah. But if your plan is not to drink it, let's say your plan is to eat the grapes, or your plan is to sell the grapes, or something like that, then it would not be Moshe L'Kabel Tumah. So it really depends on your intent. And that is the end of that section. So we have a discussion of Chal of Yisrael and other items that in this Mishnah, and we'll continue next time with the other examples listed in the Mishnah that are not only prohibited to get benefit from, but are also prohibited to consume.